Hello, I'm David Harper with the BBC News. President Emmanuel Macron has called a snap parliamentary vote in France after his alliance lost heavily to the far right in European Union elections. Mr. Macron said dissolving parliament was a serious, heavy decision, but above all, an act of trust in the French people. The populist National Rally Party is projected to win 32% of the vote, a historic high. Its leader, Marine Le Pen, welcomed the president's decision. She said her party was ready to take power. Our Europe editor, Katia Adler, says Mr. Macron's move is seen as risky.
He's been trounced by the hard right. He's decided to dissolve his own national parliament as a result, call a snap election, and it's a huge gamble. He says he's a centrist, a passionate European, and after the snap election, he could end up with a prime minister of the hard right who's a Eurosceptic. Now, you can have a president and a prime minister from different parties in France. It's happened before, but never when the prime minister has come from the hard right. I mean, that would be an absolute first in France.
Elsewhere in the European elections, governing parties have faced mixed results. Chancellor Scholz's Social Democrats in Germany are on track to finish behind the far-right AFD. It was also a good night for the right wing in Spain and in Italy. In Belgium, the Prime Minister, Alexandre De Croo, said he would resign after what he called a particularly difficult evening. The President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, said that overall, the centre-right European People's Party would hold on to its top position in the Parliament.
No majority can be formed without EPP, and together with others, we will build a bastion against the extremes from the left and from the right. We will stop them. This is for sure.
In other news, the Israeli War Cabinet Minister Benny Gantz has quit the government and called for an election date to be set from Jerusalem. Here's John Donison.
Accusing Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of failing to have a comprehensive strategic plan for Gaza, Benny Gantz had threatened to resign, and he followed through on that threat. He said he did so with a heavy heart, but wholeheartedly, and called for fresh elections in the autumn. The centrist opposition leader and former military chief of staff joined Israel's emergency government as an act of national unity in the wake of the October the 7th attack by Hamas. His departure from the war cabinet will not bring Mr. Netanyahu's government down immediately, but it does leave the prime minister more isolated.
A bomb attack in Pakistan has killed 7 soldiers. The army said they died when their vehicle was hit by an improvised explosive device and gunfire in Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province bordering Afghanistan. The government in Islamabad has repeatedly accused the Taliban authorities in Afghanistan of harbouring those behind such attacks, something they have denied. World News from the BBC. The health authorities in Britain have appealed for O-type blood donors to come forward to boost stocks following a cyber attack last week on some hospitals in London. The ransomware attack knocked out many pathology services. O-type blood is safe to use on all patients, but stocks are being rapidly depleted. Thousands of people have demonstrated in the Armenian capital Yerevan against territorial concessions to neighbouring Azerbaijan in the wake of last year's conflict over a disputed enclave. The event, which was called by an influential archbishop, Bagrat Galstanyan, marks the start of 4 days of protests calling for Prime Minister Nikol Pashinyan to be removed from office. Prisoners across Venezuela have staged a hunger strike in protest against alleged human rights violations. Footage posted online from mobile phones smuggled into at least 7 prisons show inmates singing the national anthem and banging pots, Leonardo Rocha reports.
The Venezuelan Prison Observatory, a non-governmental organization, says prisoners are angry about conditions inside the country's overcrowded jails. They're also complaining about government's inefficiency or negligence in processing their release orders. The delays mean many prisoners have been forced to remain in jail after serving their sentences. The protest comes 6 weeks ahead of next month's elections, in which President Nicolas Maduro is seeking re-election. The opposition has accused him of being complicit with criminal gangs that effectively control life inside prisons.
An Australian historian is calling for the grounds of a Queensland hospital to be excavated in search of the bodies of South Sea Islanders he believes were buried there more than 100 years ago. Clive Moore believes the grounds of the Mackay Hospital were used as a makeshift burial ground for hundreds of islanders who were forcibly brought to work on sugarcane farms. Hundreds died of disease and overwork, but few of their bodies have ever been located in the official Mackay Cemetery. BBC News.